We present Tony Hancock, Bill Kerr, Sidney James, Andre Murray, and Kenneth Williams in
Hancock's Arthur Hart.
So that's all there is to it. I've decided to have the house completely redecorated, inside and out.
Well, it's up to you, Tony, but it's going to cost an awful lot of money.
I don't care, Andre. I've made up my mind. The plaster on the ceiling and the tiles on the roof have fallen on my head for the last time. Besides, it'll be an investment. It'll increase the value of this property 100%.
Nonsense. Who'd give you £50 for this place?
Oh, it's you under the table. I wonder what I have my feet on. What are you doing under there? Came home drunk again last night, I suppose.
I did not. I slept under the table because it's the only part of the house where the rain can't get at me.
Oh, is it? Well, I'm having it tonight. I'm fed up with going to bed in my raincoat and Wellingtons.
I can't understand why you bought this ruin in the first place.
Well, it's historical. That's why. It's a link with the past. I like old things.
Well, I don't.
You wouldn't think so. Some of those girls I've seen you with.
Look, that's not the point. You should never have bought this place. It's fallen to bits. Why, it must be all of 700 years old.
But that's exactly why I bought it. It's got character. History, don't you understand? This history has been enacted within these walls. Do you know, Queen Anne once slept here.
I bet she didn't have to sleep under the table.
Well, nor will you when I've had it done up. I'm going to restore it to its former glory. Completely renovate it.
Oh, look, Tony, why don't you sell it now and cut your losses?
Never. I'll never part with this house. It's exactly what I've wanted all my life. Where else would you find such peace? Tranquility. Far from the madding crowd's ignoble strife. Longfellow. I don't suppose you've ever heard of it. A lovely 12th century cottage. It's whitewashed stone. Timbered gables. Mullioned windows. Waffled hedges and lawns, a haven to come home to after a hard day in the city. But it's more than a home, it's a retreat.
It's more than a retreat, it's a mass surrender. I tell you, the only thing that stops this joint from falling down are the condemned notices pasted on the walls.
Bill's right, Tony. Oh, well, why don't you sell the place and buy me a new dress?
No. I'm having it repaired.
Oh, it'll cost at least £1,000.
I don't care how much it costs. I know what I want. When I finish, this house will be a showplace. Inside as well. I'm buying all new furniture. A new set of chairs.
What's wrong with the chairs we've got?
They haven't got any legs. Fed up with sitting around here like a Japanese warlord. It's like the house of bamboo in here some nights.
Well, I think you're silly spending all this money.
Be that as it may, I'm going through with it and more part of me elbow. I've got the workmen coming in first thing in the morning to start on it. Mark my words, in 4 weeks' time, you won't recognize this place.
Would you tell Mayor James that the borough surveyor wishes to see you?
Certainly. What name is it?
Edwardian Fred.
Go straight in, Mr. Fred. I don't think there's anyone with him.
Lean on it. It's not locked.
Now, Fred, I'll tell you. What I wanted to see you about is this. I thought of a wonderful idea of making some easy money.
What's the idea this time? You're not going to burn down the town hall again, are you?
No, I daren't do that again. 3 town halls in 9 months, the insurance people are getting suspicious. No, this is a brand new idea I got. Now, what important public amenities are we lacking in this borough?
Well, we haven't got a public baths.
No.
We haven't got a library.
No.
We haven't got a health centre.
No.
We haven't got a recreation centre.
No.
So what are you going to build?
A dog track.
A dog track?
Certainly. I'll get the first aid centre to lend me a few syringes and we'll make a fortune.
Oh, yes. Yes, but where are you going to get the money to build it?
Well, I've had a word with my borough treasurer, light-fingered Louis. And he reckons it'll cost about 20,000 an acre to build a decent stadium. So I'm putting the rates up to 75 and 9% a pound, and we'll start building.
And where are you going to build it?
Well, that's what I want to see you about. Where's the best place?
Well, I don't know. There's no land left. We used it all up.
All of it?
Yes.
Well, there must be some room somewhere.
No, as it is, we had to cram the buildings together to get them all in. Why, that last block of council houses we put up are so close together, they've had to do without walls. We had double-sided wallpaper printed instead.
I can't believe we used it all up. You're a borough surveyor. Let's have a look at the survey map of the district. Now then. Now, let's see now. There we are. What about this big plot up here? What's wrong with that?
It's not ours. It belongs to the next borough.
Oh, all right then. Offer them this bit down here in exchange.
That bit down there belongs to the other borough.
Well, that's all right. Let them fight it out between them.
No, you can't do that. They've got maps in their town halls as well, you know.
They did have before the fire.
What fire?
Well, meet me tonight with a box of matches.
Now, you can't do cheat. Blimey, the borough's already twice the size it was before you were elected.
Yeah, perhaps you're right. Here, what about this bit here? There's 5 acres of ground, just the right size. Why can't we have that?
There's an old house built on it. You can't have a house in the middle of a dog track. Besides, the owner won't sell.
Why not?
He's just spent a couple of £1,000 having the old place done up.
Well, that's a pity. There's nowhere else suitable for a dog track. If only we could get him out somehow.
Not a chance. Only an idiot would leave a place after spending that much money on it.
Yeah, I suppose so. Who owns it?
Bloke called Hancock. Tony Hancock.
Order the electric hair. We'll have the first meeting a month from tonight.
There you are. Finished. Looks a picture, doesn't it? Complete transformation.
Oh, it's wonderful, Tony. I wouldn't have recognized the place.
Yeah, they really have done a great job, Tub. Boy, when I think of what it must have cost you.
Yes, I must admit it cost more than I expected. I had to have the foundations strengthened. Apparently, the old ones were sinking.
They were?
Yes, there's 3 floors and a wine cellar underneath this lot. Man said that in 10 years' time, the only way we could get into this place was down the chimney. Still, I've had it seen to. It's all right now. It's cost me every penny I've got, but it's worth it. Last for years, now it will. Solid as a rock. Mark my words, this place will be standing when we're dead and buried.
You better dig a big hole. It's being pulled down tomorrow.
Ah, Mayor James, I didn't recognize you without your black mask on. What was that you said about my house?
It's coming down.
No, it isn't. I've just had the builders in with the big alterations.
I know, and they're coming back with big hammers.
I'm sorry, I think there must be some mistake. I've got a 99-year lease on this house.
Well, move yourself. It's later than you think.
This is ridiculous. You can't go around knocking people's homes down willy-nilly. What authority have you got?
Here we are. An eviction and requisition notice, signed by the town council.
Ah, yes. Edwardian Fred, Briefcase Bertie, Harry Half Brick, Ginger Tom. Yes, that'll carry a lot of weight in a court of law, that will.
They're all legally elected aldermen, they are.
Legally elected? How can you say that when the votes were counted behind locked doors by you and your uncle?
Uncle. My Uncle Barney was neutral.
He was before you trod on his glasses.
This is my property! And you've no right to touch it.
The ground is needed by the town council.
What for?
A redevelopment scheme.
The only way you could possibly evict me from this land is if you were building houses on it.
Yeah, and that's what we're building.
A likely story. Go on, show me the plans then.
Here we are.
It's a funny shaped house, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's a circular block of flats.
Oh, yes. What's that big grass path going all round the inside?
Well, that's so the tenants can exercise their dogs.
Oh, you allow dogs in the flats then?
Certainly. We wouldn't get the tenants in if we didn't have the dogs.
Well, I must say that's very good-hearted of you. But most places don't like dogs running about, you know.
Oh, we encourage it. We even give them something to chase.
Very good idea. Keep them amused. Most humane. And, hey, just a minute. What's this little wooden box with the 6 doors stretching across the grass path?
Oh, that? Well, it's, I remember. Bicycle sheds.
Very thoughtful. Very good planning. Hello, what's this?
What?
What's this marked here? Tote.
Tote? Well, that's the name of the architect, Harry Tote.
Harry Tote!
Yeah, wait a minute.
Wait a minute, I'm no mug. What's this after his name?
2 and 6 and 5, Bob.
That's not 2 and 6 and 5, Bob. That's the scale of the plans. 2/6 of an inch to every 5 foot.
Yes, of course. Silly of me.
Yeah. You know, for a moment, you laughed. It's ridiculous. It's funny. Do you know what I thought? It's ludicrous. I thought it might be a greyhound track you were doing.
Now, oh, Hancock, what could possibly give you that idea?
Oh, nothing really. I don't know. It's just that I noticed all the flats have got turnstiles instead of front doors.
Still, it's modern architecture. They got funny ideas, haven't they?
Hilarious.
Must admit, Sid, it's a wonderful thing you're doing. Building all these flats for homeless people all over the borough. It's a really noble scheme, and I wish you every success with it.
Then you'll move out?
Oh, no, then I'll be homeless, and I'm not moving into one of those horrible things.
Oh. I'm warning you, Hancock, move out or there'll be trouble.
Hello, hello. What's this?
Ah, yes.
Cajolery, eh? The buttercups and daisies are being trampled down by the steamroller of bureaucratic tyranny. These sort of methods won't get you anywhere, my good fellow. Here I am and here I stay. An Englishman's home is his castle. And you, sir, are trespassing on me estate. Get off me land or I'll spray you with a barrel of buckshot. Andre, fetch me blunderbuss from over the fireplace.
Certainly, Squire.
You haven't heard the last of us, Hancock. I'll get you out. Don't worry.
I'll have me gamekeeper on you in a minute.
Here you are, Squire. It's loaded.
Come on, pick the bones out of that.
All right, Sid. Bend over the chair. Oh!
Go easy, Fred. It's tender. Blimey, what did he have up that gun?
Well, I got 45 nails and a handful of broken glass out already. Keep still, Sid. Oh, dear. The seat of your trousers and half in a state.
I'm not worried about my trousers. I can get a new pair of them.
Oh.
Go easy with the pliers, Fred. You're not pulling nails out of wood.
All right, that's it. All out now.
Oh, blimey, ring up the town clerk and tell him to get somebody else to take my seat on the bench tomorrow. I'll have Hancock for this. I'll get him out of that house if it's the last thing I do.
You can't force him out. He's within his rights.
No. But we can make things so difficult for him that he's got to get out of his own accord. Let's have another look at a map of the district. Now, this is his place, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. Hey, Fred, what's this dotted line cutting right down across his land?
Sure. Oh, that. That's where the old public footpath used to be. They used to drive sheep and things along it in the old days. It hasn't been used for hundreds of years. There's thousands like them all over the country. People forget about them. They get ploughed up. You generally only find them on the old maps.
Yeah, but this one goes right through his house.
Well, I'm not surprised. It was probably there before the house was built.
Yeah, but the point is, legally, it's still a public right of way, isn't it?
Yes, I suppose it is, really.
Yeah. Fred, send a signpost maker in. I think it's time the public were told about this.
How are you enjoying the stew, Tony?
Stew? I thought it was steak and kidney pie.
Well, it was until the top fell in. Oh, I wish you'd buy a pie funnel. It doesn't work, propping the crust up with carrots.
Well, no, mine. It's very nice. Don't you think she's a good cook, Bill?
No, you glutton.
Why don't you cut the dumplings first? Oh, no manners, no manners, some people. No idea how to behave at a dinner table.
More peas, Tony?
No, thanks. They roll off my knife.
This is the life. Master in my own house. Really comfortable now, isn't it? All the new furniture and fitted carpets everywhere. Me Henry Morse statues with the big holes all over them. Bit drafty, but dead contemporary, just like a palace. Well, luxurious is more the word.
Yeah, it's very nice. We should be able to hold some great parties here.
We are not having any parties here. I'm not having drink stains and cigarette burns and finger marks all over my new decorations. I remember your lot from last time. By the time they'd finished playing the piano, you couldn't tell the white notes from the black notes.
Oh, so we're getting house proud now, are we?
Yes, and with good reason. I've spent a fortune on this place, and I'm not having it spoilt.
That reminds me. Have you heard any more from Sid James?
No, we won't have any more trouble from him. He hasn't got a legal leg to stand on. He can't get me out of here if I don't want to go. We've heard the last of him, don't you worry. Come in.
Good evening.
Oh, good evening.
Just passing through. So anyway, Fred, I said to the missus, I'm seeing Fred and we're going down to the pub. So she slung the baby at me, but I, Fatty, where's the back door?
Straight to the kitchen.
What do you mean, where's the back door? Where do you think you're going?
Down to the Georgian Dragon.
But you... Stop knocking your pipe out on me, Henry Moore. You can't come in here walking through my house. This is private property.
It's a shortcut to the pub.
I don't care if...
Is it?
I've always gone right... What do you mean it's a shortcut? Who gave you the right to invade a person's privacy like this?
I'm in my rights, matey. There's a sign outside. Public footpath straight through the house. Come on, Fred, they're nearly open. So I caught the baby and I threw it back to her.
There's something fishy going on here.
The man's right, Tub. There is a signpost up outside the house. Grand reopening of public right-of-way. Please make use of it.
We can't have this sort of thing going on. All over me new carpets. I've never heard of such a... Come in.
Did you see that? The East Cheam Cycling Club.
Look at the floor. Tire marks all over me, Wilton. Looks like an aerial view of Clapham Junction. This is Sid James doing. Well, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. He's not getting me out of here. I'm defending my property. The next bloke who comes in here is going to get it. Come in.
Good evening.
Where's the poker? I'll brain him.
No, don't hit me. I'm not doing nothing. No. You see, I'm hiking.
You're hiking?
Yes. I've been walking for hours and I'm hiking all over. Oh, my head. Yeah, you didn't have to do that. I was only making a little joke. Oh, my head. Oh, didn't I hurt? Look at it. Look at that big lump come up on it. Yeah, I'll have to cut a hole in me berry now.
Get out of my house!
This is a public right-of-way, it says so. I can't turn back now because I'm in a hurry. I'm walking round the world. Honestly, I'm half tired.
Poor man. How far have you come?
Next door but one. Yeah. I live there with me mum. Poor woman. She won't see me again for 4 years.
I wonder what the cheering, singing and shouting was about.
Oh, no, don't be like that. Ooh.
What?
You're having dinner. Ooh, that looks good, doesn't it? Perhaps I'll just...
Get your hands out of me, stupid! Get off!
I only want a little bit. You won't miss that dumpling. A little bit of meat, a few spuds. Fill up me knapsack. I've got a long way to go. I'll have that loaf. I better take the knife. I haven't got one.
You'll have one in your head in a minute.
Get out of my house!
Got any coffee?
No!
Oh, never mind. I'll get me primer stove going.
Get that stove off my carpet. Go on, get out.
Oh! You know what you've done to my stove? You didn't have to kick it over, did you? Look, all the paraffin's run all over the carpet. He helped me mop up and squeeze it back in the stove.
Leave that carpet alone. £200 that cost.
Two and a penny, my paraffin cost. Another thing, I didn't... Oh, dear, you see that? I just dropped me fag end on the carpet and up it went. Really, it shows you how careful you've got to be, doesn't it, though?
But the carpet, stamp it out quickly. Stamp it out.
It's all right, don't bother. It's gone now. I've emptied me cocoa all over it.
You lunatic, you've ruined me carpet. Look, you can see the floorboard through it.
It doesn't matter. It matches this bit over here.
What bit?
Where I've scraped the hole with my spiked boots.
Get out of here before I call the police.
Oh, no, stop messing about. I only want to rest for a little while. I've got a long walk in front of me.
Good. Start now.
No, I think I'll stop here for the night. I could put my tent up in your way. Now, where's me hammer? I'll start banging the pegs in.
Bill, stop him.
I can't move. He's banged one right through me shoe.
I'll murder him. Where is he? Come out of that tent.
Wake me up at 7, will you? I like to hit the road early.
How about now? Head first.
Here. Wait a minute.
What?
You're trying to get rid of me, aren't you? You are? I can tell.
What? Just because I got hold of your throat?
I mean, if you want me to go, you've only got to say so.
Get out.
You don't mean that.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. You're having me on.
No, I'm not. No.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Go on.
No.
Say you're having
no,
me on.
No, no, no. I'm not. I want you to go.
Your hobnail boots have just kicked two big lumps out of me Chippendales. And I don't like the way you're polishing them on the French damask curtains.
Oh. Oh. You don't like that, eh?
No. Not much, so... I mean, if you don't mind, I'd be very much obliged.
If you sling your look, get out before I kick you out!
Yeah, stop kicking
me. Go on, hop it, no. Get out!
You kicked me tent pole over, didn't you?
You, Andrew, get this tent off me! Get the tent off me!
Hold it! Just a minute, Tom!
Get me out! Where is he?
I'll murder him.
Let me get at him. Where is he?
He's gone.
Where?
On the handlebars of that motorbike that went through.
Motorbike? Through my living room? Oh, no, look what it's done. Axle grease all over me Renoir. This is too much. Me house a complete shambles.
I think I'm going to have one of me turns.
Oh, Bill, quick, put him on the settee. Grab his legs.
Ruined. All me money gone. Where's me pills?
Now, lay down quietly, Tony. Keep calm. Try and go to sleep.
I can't go to sleep. I'm ruined, penniless. How can I go to sleep?
Try, Tony, please. Count sheep.
Count sheep? What sheep? How can I count sheep? All these sheep came in. Took me hours to get rid of them. One little perisher jumping up and down there. He looked just like that little lamb that advertises carpets. Well, he's one himself now.
I'm sorry, Hancock, but it's your own fault. You should have got out like I told you.
You wouldn't have got me out yet, don't you worry. I would still have been there.
That was a dirty trick, James.
telling the Royal Tank Corps it was a shortcut to their training ground. Came right through my bedroom window, they did. Finished up on Salisbury Plain with a gun barrel stuck up my pyjama leg.
I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do about it.
Well, I'm homeless. I've got nothing left. I spend every penny I had having the house decorated. I've got nowhere to live.
So what do you want me to do about it?
You're the mayor. I demand to go on your housing list. You've got to find me a new home.
It's impossible. There's nowhere vacant.
Well, what about this new block of flats you're building on my land? The one Harry Tote designed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Perhaps I could find you somewhere in there. £6 a week rent, all right?
Yes, all right. I'll cash me savings stamp. I must have a roof over my head.
All right, grand opening Monday night. You can move in then.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from the Sydney James Greyhound Stadium, where we are awaiting the start of the first race of this, the first meeting in this track. The hare has circled the field once, and it's just coming past the traps now. The traps are opened, and they're off. And straight away, it's Bluebell number 3, followed by Dusty. Wait a minute. There are only 5 dogs racing. The door of number 6 trap hasn't opened. That's strange. There's a bottle of milk outside it. This is most peculiar. What is going on inside number 6 trap? I wonder what has happened. I just can't.
More stew, Tony?
Yes, please. Well, what do you think of the new flat?
It's a bit cramped, isn't it?
I know, still you can't grumble. Sid's only charging me £6 a week. I got very noisy neighbours, though. They keep on barking all night long. It's that perishing rabbit again! He runs past here every half hour, regular as clockwork. Give me that blunderbuss, I'll have him next time round. Of course, the decorators are coming in next week. I'm having the old place done up. Mushroom pink walls I'm having, with dark red fitted garments.
This has been Hancock's Half Hour, starring Tony Hancock, with Bill Kerr, Sidney James, Andre Melle, and Kenneth Williams. Incidental music was composed and orchestrated by Wally Stott and played by the BBC Augmented Review Orchestra, conducted by Harry Rabinowitz. The show, which was recorded, was written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson and produced by Dennis Lane Wilson.